No, I know. This is actually a letter that was composed by George Terrian and Connie Hayes. They can't be here tonight, but they asked if I would read it on their behalf. Okay, so this is not my opinion, this is theirs, but I'm just getting it out into this record that we're creating. They write, clearly, we are in a deep fog about what kind of jobs yachting solutions could be expected to produce from the big project and its other extensions of docks, finger piers, and slipways, and of other facilities needed to serve the yachts and ships it hopes to attract. In short, how many jobs will go to high-quality technicians in expert fields, like electronic, digital, composites, carpentry as cabinet work, think teak decks, for jobs that will require extensive retraining of existing labor forces, or extensive importation of expertise that will compete with existing employers, parentheses, Lyman, Back Cove, Land's End, Steel Pro, etc., close parentheses. How many jobs will go to residents with existing capacities of carpenters, electricians, maintenance, painters, snow plowing, truck drivers, etc.? What will each category pay per hour, per week, per year, and how many will be hired? What is the split between short-term jobs for construction and fit-out and permanent workforce? How many of them will be seasonal? How many year-round? How many existing residents in our region will be available to fill these jobs? Will these jobs make existing housing more affordable, parentheses, because wages will be higher, close parentheses, and or will they make existing less affordable because new workers will be moving in to fill the high-paying jobs, driving up the cost of housing? These are questions that deserve solid answers as we, the citizens in city, form our attitudes about welcoming a facility that by definition and grant condition serves itinerant yachting, not typically among our citizens, at least as we see ourselves. Yachting Solutions should be required to fund a study commissioned by the city with our own consultants to find out the answers that will help us to decide whether Mr. Big is good for us or not so good. Right now, I think we generally are reacting to our fears and hopes as individual confusion and factional and as factional prejudice. Let's get good information. Signed, George Terrian and Connie Hayes.